540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The daughter and one-time wife of music superstars has died.
But it's one for the money.
She was born into rock and roll royalty, the daughter of the king of rock and roll.
Step on my blue suede shoe.
And she lived much of her life in the spotlight. Lisa Marie Presley was just 9 years old when her father died in 1977.
He was no different than, you know, on stage or off. There was no machine behind him. There was no publicity campaign.
Lisa Marie Presley had her own brief singing career, along with a highly publicized two-year marriage to Michael Jackson. She was 54 years old. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
There's now a special counsel investigating the circumstances of several classified documents found at a former private office and the Delaware home of President Biden. Republicans want more. CBS's Skyler Henry.
House Republicans say they want to know what kind of danger the documents pose to national security.
Clearly, he has mishandled these classified documents. There's issues of concerns of national security. I've requested a threat assessment from the Director of National Intelligence.
Other Republicans say the DOJ treated former President Trump much harsher, raiding his Mar-a-Lago home to find classified material that the National Archives repeatedly requested he return.
Despite those comparisons, there are significant differences between this and the hundreds of classified documents found and taken from Trump. There's been deadly weather in parts of the South, in Alabama, in Georgia, and the Carolinas. WIAT-TV's Tim Reed in Hale County, Alabama.
One resident tells me his wife and their daughter and her four-year-old child took cover in their basement.
Fortunately, We the house is tore up, but I've got good insurance. Some of these other people might not have good insurance, and they're just out whatever they lost.
County officials tell us they are here for these storm victims.
While in central California along the coast,
state and local officials are preparing for continued flood stage activity, possibly through 9 o'clock on Sunday.
That is Monterey County Sheriff Tina Nieto. California has been drenched by rain for days. More forecasts to come. Also in California, new concern over a series of fatal police-related deaths in Los Angeles. And among those voicing that concern is the chief of the LAPD. One case involves a stun gun encounter with Keenan Anderson, a cardiac arrest patient who was related to a Black Lives Matter co-founder. That was captured on graphic body cam video. He also said they're trying to George Floyd me that, a reference to the notorious Minneapolis police custody death case that led to widespread protests 2.5 years ago. After that encounter, Anderson was transported to a hospital. He died there 4 hours later. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. So, hair dryer, climate mathematics. I'll share that with you in a moment. It's an absolutely fascinating story. New House rules continue to embrace Reaganomics that will further destroy the middle class and the poor if the Republicans are able to actually get anything past the Senate and the White House. We'll talk about that in a moment. In the second hour of our program, veteran war correspondent, American war correspondent Phil Idner is going to be with us live from Kyiv, Ukraine, internet gods willing. Also in the second hour, the Republicans are bringing back the smoke-filled rooms in the Capitol. Seriously, I'll tell you about that. And a new geeky science, a new study has found a drug-free cure for depression and anxiety. And it will surprise you. In fact, it's something the Boy Scouts once knew all about. I'll tell you all about that in the second hour of our program. In the third hour of our program, how can we say George Santos won when everything was a lie? This was Kevin McCarthy's shtick this morning. Well, he won, but was it he that won, or was it the Holocaust survivor parent, Baruch College? Well, we'll get into that in the third hour. Also, our crazy alert, new book out, Donald Trump wanted to use nukes on North Korea. Oh, my God. We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. But, also the inflation numbers just came out. And the Fed will be meeting on the 1st of February, and this might slow down the rate or the speed with which they're putting in rate hikes. On a month-to-month basis, inflation has been running really, really low. It's been around a tenth of a percent, you know, on a month-to-month basis. But on a year-over-year basis, it's a little over 6%. Most of the inflation that we are counting right now on a year-to-year basis actually happened 6 to 12 months ago. And so, you know, you get this rolling annual average. So as we move into the next 3 or 4 months, you're going to start seeing inflation numbers going down significantly in the year-to-year category. But, you know, whether it'll be soon enough to convince Republican Jerome Powell that he shouldn't throw the economy into a recession just in time for an upcoming presidential election, we'll see. We'll see. But anyhow, prices were 6.5% higher in December than a year before. And they fell a tenth of a percent compared to last month. So not only are prices no longer going up, they're actually falling. In fact, prices for used cars and trucks fell 2.5%. Airfares fell 3.1%. The rate of food cost increases food is only going up 0.3%. And a lot of that is eggs because of this bird flu pandemic or epidemic that's causing them to have to kill literally millions and millions of chickens. So anyhow, there's that. But the hairdryer climate economics, mathematics, I wanted to share this with you. Louise and I got a new car. a week or so ago, I was talking about, oh, we got this, you know, five, six-year-old plug-in Prius, and we love it. And we did. It was a great car. But we traded it in for an electric car this last weekend and got a Hyundai Ioniq. And so I've been doing the math on electric cars. and trying to figure out, you know, what does this thing actually cost me? You know, now that I'm completely committed. And what I found is that the average electric car uses, well, when it charges on a, on your basic home charger that comes free with the car, right? You plug it into the wall and you plug your car into it. It takes typically about 10 hours, more or less, to charge a car to the rate of about 33 miles of driving. And that 10 hours of charging at 1 kilowatt per hour is 10 kilowatts. And a kilowatt right now costs 10 cents. So that's basically, you know, a dollar to drive 33 miles, which is the average amount that the average American drives every day. Or $3 to drive 100 miles. Now, if you have a 25 mile per hour or mile per gallon car and you drive 100 miles, that's 4 gallons of gas. At $4 a gallon, that's $16. So $3 electricity versus $16 gas. That's kind of cool. But here's where it gets interesting. And the reason I use hair dryers is because hair dryers use this, basically the same amount of electricity as charging your car. And what got me started on this actually was listening to this right-wing radio talk show host who was talking about how, oh, these electric cars, this is going to be terrible. It's going to cost us a fortune. If everybody in the country plugged in their electric car, it would brown out the whole power grid. Well, seriously, if everybody in the country plugged in one hair dryer overnight, it would brown out the country? No, of course not. In fact, it would have very little impact, particularly at night, because at night, you know, we're using certainly a hair dryer's worth of electricity less than we do during the day. But anyhow, that's the math on the car. But let's move it to global warming. This is where it gets really interesting. There was a new study that was published this week in Advances in Atmospheric Sciences, one of the peer-reviewed, you know, climate journals. And they found that the oceans, which absorb 90% of the heat, which is being trapped by greenhouse gases. This is a quote from Damian Carrington, the environment editor at The Guardian. He said, and I quote, and he's summarizing the study, only he's putting it in language that the average person could understand. He did a great job with this. He writes in The Guardian, quote, the oceans absorbed about 10 zettajoules, that's a 1 joule times 10 to the 21, the oceans absorbed about 10, or 10 times 10 to the 21. The oceans absorbed about 10 zettajoules more heat in 2022 than in 2021, equivalent to every person on Earth running 40 hair dryers all day, every day. Now, all 8 billion of us on Earth are not consuming an amount of power equal to 40 hair dryers running all day, every day. In fact, even the average American isn't consuming that much power. So where does all this heat come from? And this is the thing that a lot of people just fail to understand. And I tried to make it really simple and straightforward with this article today at HartmanReport.com. The heat is not coming from our making electricity, per se. It's not like, you know, we're running nuclear power plants and we're burning coal and oil and gas to make electricity, and there's all this wasted heat that's heating up the planet, or our cars, you know, cars are only about 20% efficient at converting gasoline into motion, and most of that loss of energy is actually in heat. But that's not what's heating the planet. I mean, it's marginally, it's adding to it. But what's heating the planet is the way that we're producing all this energy. And we're doing it by burning coal, oil, and natural gas, fossil fuels. And they, as a waste byproduct of producing energy, they produce carbon dioxide. And that carbon dioxide acts like a giant blanket around our planet, you know, the greenhouse effect, or the glass in a greenhouse, and it holds in the heat that the sun is radiating to the Earth. So it's actually the sun's heat that is warming up our planet. And it's being trapped because we're throwing so much CO2 into the atmosphere. That's the good news and the bad news, because what that means is if we stop burning the fossil fuels, assuming that we haven't passed some major tipping points, which is not a safe assumption, but just for the sake of argument here. If we stop burning fossil fuels, we stop putting CO2 into the atmosphere, the result of that is we stop trapping solar energy as aggressively as we are right now. And we go from, you know, every person on Earth running 40 hair dryers all day, every day, to nothing or very little. You know, the average person, every person on Earth running one hair dryer for an hour a day kind of thing. It's the waste byproducts. And where this gets really amazing is, you know, back in 1979, President Jimmy Carter tried to do something about this. He actually, you know, said he was going to fix this problem. He was going to prevent us from this disaster that we are experiencing right now, that California's experiencing, for example, this atmospheric river. This is Jimmy Carter in 1979.
The energy crisis is real. It is worldwide. It is a clear and present danger to our nation. These are facts, and we simply must face them. What I have to say to you now about energy is simple and vitally important. Point one, I am tonight setting a clear goal for the energy policy of the United States. Beginning this moment, this nation will never use more foreign oil than we did in 1977. Never.
And he put this into place, actually.
Moreover, I will soon submit legislation to Congress calling for the creation of this nation's first solar bank, which will help us achieve the crucial goal of 20% of our energy coming from solar power by the year 2000.
Now, if he had succeeded in doing this, and he was putting this into place and he had Congress with him, if he had succeeded in doing this, we may not, I mean, we'd lead the world, right? I mean, you know, the whole planet might have said, oh, hey, let's do something like that. But instead, you know, the hostages were taken in Iran. The Reagan campaign reached out to the Ayatollahs and said, hang on to them until Reagan gets sworn in. They did. They literally released the hostages the minute that Ronald Reagan put his hand on the Bible to be sworn in. Held them for 444 days. And the result of that was, you know, Reagan became president. And what, with all this money from the fossil fuel industry, and what's the first thing he does? He comes in and he takes the solar panels off the White House roof, and he shuts down the solar bank program, and he shuts down the solar bond program. Carter was also issuing solar bonds to solarize our power systems all around the country. And so here we are, 43 years later, starting out where Jimmy Carter was starting out 43 years ago. And I mean, this is just so wrong, but this is where we're at. So now, and here's the punchline of my article. Transportation, you know, electric cars don't produce fossil fuels. Great. Transportation is our second leading cause of greenhouse gases. Our number one leading cause is housing and buildings, heating them and cooling them. And they are building houses right now and places of business in Urbana, Illinois, Vancouver, Canada, and across Germany that are so efficient that they can be heated, wait for it, with one single hairdryer. Bingo. I mean, you know, a better world is possible. We just have to overcome all this money from the fossil fuel industry and the corruption of the Republican Party. It's not going to be easy, but it's doable.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back, 18 minutes past the hour. Big tech companies will try to tell you that changing your settings and turning off app tracking is all you need to do to protect your privacy. Right. Are we supposed to believe that the big bad tech wolf has now turned into our sweet grandma? The truth is, big tech can't stop themselves from looking at what you do online. To protect myself against big tech's prying eyes, I use ExpressVPN. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you are hiding your unique IP address. On top of that, ExpressVPN encrypts and reroutes all your online activity. just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. It's amazing. The new rules for, not to plagiarize Bill Maher here, but the new rules that the House of Representatives has put into place are absolutely bizarre. I mean, you know, just absolutely bizarre. The Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, CBPP.org, has a great summary of this. And basically what they, I mean, this is Reaganomics. They are all in on Reaganomics. Even though we've had, 42 years now of Reaganomics, and I think we can definitely say Reaganomics only works if you make more than $1 million a year. I mean, even people like doctors and lawyers who make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year are getting screwed. They're paying 40, 50, 55% income tax rates between federal and state in some cases. And, you know, but the billionaires, the genuine millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires, they're paying, 1, 2, 3% income taxes? I mean, this is nuts. So anyhow, the new budget policies that the House has adopted, I'll just share it. This is a couple of quotes from the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. First of all, we know that the tax cuts, we've had three tranches, as it were, of major tax cuts, arguably five or six of them, because there were three major ones during the Reagan years. And then you had two. Bush did one big one and one small one. And then, you know, Trump did a huge one, $1.7 trillion. None of those tax cuts did anything other than drive up the deficit and make billionaires richer and richer and richer. And then, of course, the billionaires cycled a lot of that money back into the GOP. So we have higher deficits. We have lower investments. These tax cuts have cut, as a consequence of the tax cuts, have cut money to education, to research, to childcare, to climate, to transportation, all those kinds of things. They have installed this new thing. It's called cut-go, this cut-go rule, which says that if you expand a program, you have to cut that program someplace else, right? So, you know, if Social Security disability benefits go up, then Social Security retirement benefits have to go down. Now, one way you would think of to balance things out, if you're just trying to keep everything budget neutral, would be, okay, if we're going to raise Social Security benefits, we're also going to raise taxes. That would be revenue neutral. But raising taxes is not allowed under the Republican House rules at all. You can cut things, but you can't raise taxes. It prohibits a budget reconciliation bill from increasing net mandatory spending. But there's no rule, so that you cannot increase spending at all on mandatory programs. That would be Social Security and Medicare. You cannot do that, but you can have tax cuts that would increase the budget deficit. No problem. It would, this is just breathtaking. There's a rule that any bill increasing the federal income tax rate would have to pass by 3/5 instead of a simple majority. That's, you know, just blatantly unconstitutional. And then, of course, the first bill that the Republicans actually passed was to defund the IRS, which would have cost us $140 billion. And, you know, we've got all these very, very rich tax cheats out there who are very happy about that. But although it won't pass
the Senate. To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So meet the new GOP, same as the old GOP. Reaganomics still lives. How do you think this is going to play out?
Bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them.
In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. After emergency hospitalization in Southern California, Lisa Marie Presley, daughter of Elvis Presley, has died at age 54.
She's faced a life of tragedy, losing her father due to a heart attack at just the age of 9. And in 2020, the mother of 4 lost a son to suicide.
Correspondent Elise Preston in L.A. Congressional Republicans react to long-ago classified documents from President Biden's time as vice president found at his Delaware home and a private D.C. office. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
He knowingly knew this happened going into election, going into interviews. This is what makes America not trust their government.
Justice Department now has a special counsel looking into it. There's been serious damage, several deaths, too, blamed on a major storm in the South.
We have some injuries. We have multiple homes that are damaged, multiple trees down the roadways with power lines entangled in those.
Ernie Baggett is emergency manager in Autauga County in Alabama. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life, 3 wives later, and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. The Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it!
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We still got to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. Wow. It is the Proud Boy trial, by the way, has started up. It's interesting times we live in, very interesting times. And of course, the Republicans are foaming at the mouth about a second batch of classified documents being found at Joe Biden's home in Delaware, apparently in his garage with his Corvette. Again, we don't know what these documents are. There are there's a huge spectrum of classification. We don't know where these documents are on that spectrum. And there's also a lot of classified documents that are publicly available. Basically, you know, print out anything from the WikiLeaks days, and you are now in possession of classified documents. So, you know, we'll wait and see what happens here with this. But it's just astonishing how the Republicans are going nuts about this. By the way, Dick Durbin is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, per our caller a few minutes ago. So, picking up your phone calls, Ed in Des Moines, Iowa. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Tom. First off, I just wanted to say that the other day when you made the connection between Santa Claus and Amanita, I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Never thought about that, but I really enjoyed that. And then the reason for the call, something kind of silly, but the other day I was thinking about the Jan. 6 insurrection. And I thought of a phrase that we could use to refer to these people, both the ones that were the architects, those that were there January 6th and implemented it, and those that just simply stayed home and agreed with it after the fact. Mm-hmm. Instead of the KKK, which I think they derived their roots from, we could call them the CPC, Ku Klux Klan.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, so, that's it.
Okay, well, a new label for the insurrection. I just like the word traitors, Ed. I mean,
yeah. I like Ku Klux Klan.
Okay.
It's kind of a tongue twister, but it seems to fit.
All righty. Ed, thank you. Hutch in Austin, Texas. Hey, Hutch, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. I really enjoyed the bit you did on Joe McCarthy yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
I have two fun facts for you. Richard Nixon was the vice chair of the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Right.
And you left out one thing in 1949 that kind of started freaking people out, and that was Chairman Mao.
Oh, that's right, the Chinese Revolution.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. The ultimate demise of McCarthy, I believe, was a shift in the media environment.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with
that was the Army McCarthy hearings. That wasn't even his permanent committee on investigations.
Well, here's the thing. You're familiar with Marshall McLuhan, the
yes.
medium is the message,
right.
And hot and cool medium.
Right.
In 1949, less than 9% of the United people in the U.S. had a television. Most people got their news from a newspaper or the radio or,
right.
you know. But by 1953, 50% of the U.S. households had a television.
Wow.
So
I remember when my parents got our first television, I was probably 4-5 years old, which would have made it 1954, 1955, thereabouts.
Yeah. And so actually the Senate Army hearings were at that time the highest watched viewed show that had ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And it was television that
took down Joe McCarthy.
That's right. And you didn't even mention Edward R. Murrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
So that's what did him in was the shift from newspaper to television. And people could just see what a slimy, oily, greasy, degenerate alcoholic he was.
Yeah, sweaty. And, I mean, you know, he had the Nixon problem. You know, the 5 o'clock shadow and the sweaty and yeah. McCarthy did not do well on television. That's an excellent point, Hutch. And in retrospect, it makes perfect sense. Thank you for filling in the picture. I appreciate it.
Hey.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later, my
friend. Thanks
a
lot, Hutch. Yeah. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. I need you to get a little closer to the microphone, though, Mark.
Can you hear me better now?
No, but, you know, keep going.
How about now? You hear me good
That's
now?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, good. My question is on the documents that first showed up in the old, in the office building of Biden and Penn. Now it shows up in his garage. Mm-hmm. None of these are have been cataloged with the National Archives. Am I correct on that?
We don't know. You know, all we know is that these are documents that have some classification markings on them. Whether they have been declassified in the interim, whether they are, things of great consequence or minimal consequence, we just don't know.
But none are currently classified among the archives, and the archives were never ever searching for any so-called documents that Biden has.
The archives did not know that Biden had these. That appears to be true.
You know what I'm thinking, Tom? These could be false classified documents to blackmail Biden.
I doubt it. I think it's anything weird or nefarious. It's entirely possible that the people who are doing the searching for the documents have a political agenda. And, you know, they're leaking the fact that they're classified without leaking that they are minimally classified, if that's the case. But we don't even know that. I mean, that's speculation on my part, too. You know, this is going to play itself out. And the odds are it's going to be just like Hillary's emails. We're going to discover, you know, I mean, they were all hysterical. Here you had the George W. Bush administration for 8 years, where Bush and Cheney and others in the administration were using private email servers. GWB43.com, I think, was the server that George W. Bush was using. Over 5 million emails were deleted from these private servers that were being used by the president and vice president during the Bush presidency. Hillary Clinton has a private server, and they discovered 30,000, 40,000 emails on it, and most of them were friends and neighbors and recipes. And I think it ended up that there were like 4 or 5 that actually had something that was government business in them, and they were when she had responded using the wrong, you know, they were all accidents. She had responded using the wrong account or the wrong phone to somebody or something, or there was something attached to a message. In other words, there was no there. But by the time we got to the point of learning that there was no there, the damage had been done and Donald Trump had won the election. And so I'm guessing it's probably going to be months before we discover that in all probability there's no there here. But, you know, we're just going to have to let the process play itself out. And in the meantime, watch the media have their stupid feeding frenzy.
All right, Tom, always great to chime in with you and have a good New Year.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Lucy in Lombard, Illinois. Hey, Lucy, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I just came back from Europe. I spent 3 weeks there, started in Copenhagen to Berlin, Prague, Geneva, and Paris. Mm-hmm. And I was amazed at how all we used Uber probably over 40 to 50 times, and almost every car, but I think 2, were electric and hybrids. It was just a vast difference than what you see in our country.
Oh, yeah.
As well as the people over there, especially in Copenhagen, were very aware. Our first 2 drivers knew what their goal was for the country on emissions, that, you know, they wanted to reach 0 emissions by, excuse me, I think 2035 or whatever, but they knew these things.
Yeah.
And
it's
just so different over there compared to here. I commented to my daughter, I used to manage a convenience store, that I saw less than 5 gas stations the full 3 weeks we were there in all countries.
Yeah,
it's just so different.
Well, you know, they don't have the problem of 5 Republicans on the Supreme Court ruling that it's legal to, you know, for the fossil fuel industry to bribe politicians. And so, you know, mm-hmm. people just know the facts
exactly.
over there. And
exactly.
I mean, Norway has banned the sale of electric or gasoline cars after 2024. This year and next year, the last 2 years, you can even buy a gas powered car in Norway. And the sales have just collapsed. That idea of banning the sale of gasoline cars is spreading across Europe very rapidly. So,
right. I mean, these people, I'd ask them, and they didn't even consider anything but an electric or hybrid car.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
It was just an interesting, very, very interesting contrast. And I will tell you real quick, one cab driver told us he visited our country, but he stayed here only 3 days, and he did not like it because he saw a vast difference between there's very wealthy people and there's very poor people, right. And people didn't care about each other. He was from Copenhagen. He said, here we care about everybody. We want everybody to do well.
And that's true. That's an ethos that is widespread, yeah. You know, particularly across the Scandinavian and Northern European countries, but broadly. Yeah. Broadly, yeah. Among most,
you made me want to move.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, even here in our hemisphere, Costa Rica has, you know, free college education and a national health care system that's super, super cheap. They've got basically Medicare for all in Costa Rica.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's right. Like, and but we can't do it here because the Republicans will tell you it's just too expensive. We just can't afford it. We're just not rich enough. Lucy, thank you for the call. Thanks for backstopping me with all that data. I appreciate it. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
By the way, the Department of Justice just announced that in about 30 minutes, Merrick Garland is going to speak. We'll let you know what he says or carry it live. We'll see how it plays out.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, Brian in Joliet, Illinois. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hope you're doing well. I want to say that I'll get to my key point immediately, that I think we all know about the fascist Putin, but even closer to home, well, first I want to say if Trump isn't held accountable for 1-6, and then we follow what just happened in Brazil practically just exactly 2 years later,
egged on and encouraged by American Republicans, by the way.
Pardon?
It was egged on and encouraged by American Republicans. Steve Bannon has been promoting this. CPAC held their conference down there last year, and they did this whole thing on election fraud and how Bolsonaro's election was going to be stolen. I mean, you've got American Republicans who helped set up the coup attempt in Brazil. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is terrible. And the current president in Brazil called them a bunch of fanatical fascist Nazis. There, they arrested 400 immediately. Yeah. And also, developments in Peru sound somewhat similar. There's massive strikes going on in Peru. And I think, and one reporter, it was on Democracy Now, he said that Latin and South America are in a similar struggle between democracy and fascism.
Yeah, it's a worldwide thing. And in fact, that's what Steve Bannon said when the coup attempt happened in Brazil. He said this is a worldwide movement. And he's right. There is a worldwide fascist movement. And he's been one of the great encouragers of it for some time now. Brian, thank you. Eileen in Royal Oak, Michigan. Hey, Eileen, what's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Sure. I have a question about mining lithium.
Hmm?
I was in a conversation about climate change and electric cars, and I was challenged and said, well, it costs more fossil fuel into the air than if you drove a car with the fossil fuel. So I didn't have a response for that, and I wonder, how do you respond to that? Is that true?
No. Okay. Mining does consume fossil fuels, right? You've got these giant machines that mine things, and then we use fossil fuels to refine things, and then we use fossil fuels to transport things. You could say the same thing about the steel in the car. But, over time, number one, they're looking at all kinds of alternatives to lithium for car batteries, more abundant elements. And there's some really, really positive, particularly some that are using graphene, that are using carbon itself. options. But number two, you still now have a car that is not burning fossil fuels. Yes, there's some lithium in the battery, and well, actually, they're talking about opening the there's a huge lithium mine in California that has been unused for about three decades because the Chinese have been selling lithium so cheap. And they're talking about opening that back up. In fact, it might have already happened. It was in the news a year or so ago. I don't know the follow-up on it. But, you know, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so eventually the cost of or the use of electric cars won't need, like, lithium, so the mining of it, you know, the fossil fuel used for mining.
The number one source of greenhouse gases in the world is heating buildings. The number two source of greenhouse gases in the world is transportation, and the vast majority of that is cars. So if we can take care of those two things, mining lithium is way, way, way down on the spectrum. It's a tiny, tiny fraction. And you know, those two things represent well over half of all the greenhouse gases that are being produced in the world. And so
that would be my response. And
yeah, it's just, you know, it's a red herring. It's a classic Republican whataboutism. It's you know, repeating the talking points of the fossil fuel industry. Eileen, thank you for the call. Yeah, and good luck talking to your friend about it. Paul in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, it's another one of these things that Trump has taught us that the country, that our country's laws are just totally gone. Your screen caller, I believe that's your wife.
No, that's Joyce. Joyce is our.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
Louise sometimes fills in, but she's not.
She said it. My question or my statement is, and she said it was similar to what another caller had called in, but I don't think it was. I don't know why. If you go to a public library and check out a book, they know who you are, they know where it is, and they know when it should be returned, and they know how to contact you.
Right.
Why or what? We don't have that with the National Archive, where if
we
Biden says, okay, I need 300. Well, why don't they have a list of everything that was in Mar-a-Lago then?
Yeah, well, it's a good question, Paul. And it appears that the answer is that there is no downside to classifying something. If you work inside the government and you just stamp a document classified that doesn't really need to be classified, you don't get punished. There's no downside. But if you fail to classify a document that should have been classified, you can lose your job. So the consequence of that is that we are classifying literally millions of documents every year, probably half of which don't even need to be classified. But there's this perverse incentive within our government to classify documents. And there's just so many of them now that keeping track of all of them, and there's all kinds of levels of classification, too. I mean, there's low levels of classification, you know, that are, you know, relatively irrelevant. Then you got, you know, super high, top secret, compartmentalized stuff like the stuff that Trump had stolen that's super classified. So, Paul, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.